This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yes or no, is this the worst summer in the history of planet Earth? That's it. Yes or no, is this the worst summer in the history of planet Earth? And if it's a no, what summer was worth? Now, let's take a look who's back. Mr. Hollywood is back.
Thank you.
Wearing
Thank you.
Sunglasses inside.
He's Please got, don't look at me.
He's got the spray tan on. He's
If you need to talk to me, go through my people first, okay?
He's got his Spago card, and you know he's got sand still in his shoes from Southern California. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, I'm not counting major tragedies. We're taking those out. So tornadoes, a lot of earthquakes in Minnesota during summers. We're not counting the earthquake summer.
Sure.
The tsunamis.
Mm-hmm.
We're not counting the tsunamis. Just a normal summer. 97% of the days this summer have been either 90 and humid or raining. Now, again, show policy, give me 90 and humid every day of the year compared to five below. But uncle, honestly, big weather, where is Marjorie Taylor Greene when we need her?
Yeah.
Come control the weather in Minnesota.
Be nice to cool it down a little bit. The Democrats run this town, huh? Come on.
Well, we got Jacob Fry at 135.
Yeah.
He and his liberal agenda controlling the weather.
Yep.
Let's go. Joe Thompson, Power Pack 1 o'clock political hour.
Yes.
Acting U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota. He said this a little bit to us. When are we talking about? A month ago or so?
About that.
And going even further with Jay Coles, excellent report by Jay Coles from Channel 5, that our fraud in this state will exceed 100,000? Nope. 500,000?
Keep going.
Nope. Okay, 1 million. That's a lot.
No. We're a little higher than
okay,
that.
Okay, 100 million. That's crazy.
That is crazy. But you know what's crazy? More.
250 million?
No, you got to go higher.
500 million?
I think it's more.
Over $1 billion. Congratulations to what a clownish program. And I don't fault a soul for being furious. So that's 1 o'clock. Rena, we know she started the fire on the show. We just know it. I don't know how. I wasn't there. I don't have the evidence. But when there was that explosion and the lights flickering, we know our pal caused it. We were texting yesterday, Closed Circuit PA, if you're listening. We talk in text more than people know. And she was very defensive. Doesn't want to bring any charges. She was very evasive. That's not a denial, right?
Doesn't sound like it to me.
No. We're going to have to hear how harrowing it was when they're running for the door.
That's scary.
The lights are flickering and stuff like that. But yes, so take the disasters out. This is a grotesque summer. What is your word, one word, to describe this summer? Lindsey Peterson with some news. What is your word to describe this summer?
Canceled.
Oh, the Aquatennial Torchlight Parade is canceled.
It's over.
This is your ballywick. This is your deal. That stinks. Wow. That is...
You're happy about it. Don't lie. Mister, I know. No one's ever been more anti-parade than you.
Who's been a part of the parade? Me or you?
I actually have.
Lindsey has been many times.
I've been a part of the parade.
You have been a part of the parade?
Yes.
What role did you play?
In a marching band.
The Aquatennial?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of marcher were you?
Tremendous.
Was it kind of like you're in one of those communist countries and you get the legs kicking out and stuff, kind of like the Trump event?
I was a drummer, so you got the big heavy thing. So you can't do the big steps. You just walk.
Good drummer.
As a drummer, you just walk.
Good drummer skin.
No, that's not how it goes. You got to protect the spine.
Weak. You're a weak parade drummer. Sad.
You know what I say about a man with no clue.
Sad. You know, so we were talking about Carter yesterday. What we're like? Somebody said about Ask Adam Anything has so much potential. Okay, so wait for it there. But it's really sad. So
I get that.
Okay, so this is you're 41. So this is 24 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, it was high school.
Okay. This is, remind me of the high school again?
Tartan High School.
Excellent high school outside of you. And you're there. Well, how was the weather?
I mean, it was a long time ago. I'm sure it was warm.
Well, I mean, I remember
it was a summer
this
thing.
This is a memory that was right there. So you don't even remember the event?
Not all that well. I played in the Aquatennial baseball tournament when I was like 12. Does that count for something?
I didn't realize this was going to open up such a vein for you with
Aquatennial. Me and the Aquatennial go back a long time.
Again, we're talking about this because the Aquatennial tonight, the parade.
Another symptom of terrible summer.
Exactly. Thank you, Aquatennial, for listening. They waited until the show started. They waited for the opening segment. They said, boom, this is the time. When you think of parades and you think of the Aquatennial, you think of this show, noon to 3.
I think you do.
Pathetic, but entertaining. That's another. when Carter and I finally start the podcast, we've determined that's the name from a text yesterday. Pathetic, but entertaining.
At least it's still entertaining.
Yeah, maybe we're being too audacious in saying it's entertaining, too. I mean, that'll be up to the audience to decide. So Aquatennial Parade, out, canceled. That stinks.
Mm-hmm.
I will fully admit, I'm not a parade guy, but I know, I mean, over the years, millions, no exaggeration, have attended, and as long as it's been going on, hundreds of thousands have participated.
Big deal.
And you can't just go, okay, we'll go tomorrow. So that's thing. So then you were in the Aquatennial baseball thing. How'd that go? Do you remember that better?
I remember having played. I don't think we won the tournament. Does that count?
So you're a loser.
I played really well as a team.
We participated. This is the neighborhood in the milk carton race.
Oh. Did you build the boat or did you put that on?
I helped, but not a lot. I mean, there weren't a lot of people encouraging me.
You were like masking tape guy. Hey, Chad, right here. Chad. Right here.
Use my
Chad,
finger.
Right here.
Yeah.
No, they're pointing you. You're just running around with the tape.
I'm trying to, I think this is maybe, is this Boy Scouts related? Is that, okay, when you think of the actual, this is kind of, you have rapid fire radio? Because this is a lot of rapid fire radio right here too, you know. When you think of the Aquatennial Parade, or just the Aquatennial, I think the parade is first, right?
Yes.
Is the milk carton race too? Or the fireworks too?
Milk carton race. Fireworks 3. Then what do they call the Aquatennial ambassador, the big honcho? What's
Lindsey's been a part of the royalty.
I know. What do they call the royalty?
Lindsey, come back in here. What do they call the person again? I forget. Grand Poobah? Big guy? Chief? What do they call him again, Lindsey? Queen. We've got Queen of the Lakes.
Queen of the Lakes, two princesses, Commodore, and captains.
Yeah. Commodore.
That's Commodore. That's good. And what have you been?
I've been, well, a number of things. A Commodore, general festival chair, and yeah. other things.
How just, often you wear that little Commodore outfit at home?
I haven't put it on since 2009.
Come on.
I don't think it would fit anymore.
Some of the games at home, come on.
Leave the hat on.
Leave the hat on, the Commodore's here.
Yeah.
This stinks, though.
I'll tell you this. We had an alumni boat cruise last night on the Mississippi.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, you're welcome. The candidates that come in for Queen of the Lakes, just last night was their first night, so they're all very excited. Year in and year out, overwhelmingly, the Torchlight Parade is their favorite event of their entire week, and this crushes that group, definitely.
Ballpark, how many people do you think were coming down for this?
Boy, I don't know. I haven't seen numbers on it in a long time, but it was in the tens of thousands.
I was going to say, I've witnessed it a couple times, and we participated. You remember when Carter and I participated?
Yes.
We were in a WCCO radio car where we were told we should sit on the front of the car. We both sat in the front of the car, and the car was about to collapse. So then we get in the back seat. We're leaning far out, and we're waving, and then this bozo news guy from Channel 4 started hectoring us that we weren't walking along and waving.
Oh, a la Jacob Fry.
Yeah, Jason DeRussia.
Right.
That's who was hectoring us.
Right.
You know? So we were part. So that stinks.
It does.
Do you agree with us that the parade's one, milk carton two, fireworks three?
No, fireworks is one.
You think fireworks is even higher?
Yeah, it's one of the top three or four biggest shows in the country, and it draws tons of people.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's huge.
And that's still Saturday,
that's
right?
Saturday. That'll be fine.
Saturday.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. So we got a lot of topics for you here.
Can we play out the Commodore?
Yeah. I mean, if I was a Commodore.
How do you not?
How are you not playing sex games with the Commodore outfit?
Every time you walk in the room, get Brickhouse playing. It has to.
Come on. Yes or no, if you're a Commodore for the Aqua Teen Parade, are you not wearing the outfit? For a little something, something. I don't think all the time.
No.
But a little spark.
And every Saturday night when you wake up the next morning, it's Swami'sy.
Can you play the Brick House again? Such a great song. Continuing rapid fire radio here. House. This is the tune I would play. Hunter Griffin, and most of the time, Q, not always, I often had to drive them to middle school, not elementary and high school, and we would get to the stoplight just ahead of the school, and I would crank that baby. This is in the CD era. I would roll the windows down and just play Brick House as loud as possible. Because if you have children and you don't needle them and try to embarrass them, you should lose your children, right?
You're preparing them for life's hardships is what you're doing.
Oh, God, I love that. It just brings back such great memories. All right, you can answer any of these questions. Did you love embarrassing your children when they're younger? Because if not, I'm not talking really bad. Not talking. You made them wear a sign. Remember we had that era where people would make their kids wear a sign,
the big sandwich board thing.
The sandwich board. That's jackassing behavior. No. I'm just outside the school playing Brick House. You know, you got to needle them a little bit like that. What role have you played with the Aquatennial event? Maybe you were a Commodore. Maybe it's not a Commodore, but you still play the Commodore game at home, you know. Either the missus plays it or the mister. Yeah. I don't know. What are you do you? And is this the worst summer ever? Because the answer is yes, right? Is there any doubt this is the worst summer?
Can
ever?
We go back to Ice Age? Ice Age probably had some bad summers.
Probably. It's when the station started in the Ice Age. That's when Howard Viking first started here at CCO. Okay, all this available. We have good guests. We're done at 2:30. because we have a Twins game in L.A. where you were.
That's right.
And we're going to get to that. I need a recap of that. 207.
We'll do that.
L.A. recap. Who you hobnob with and how the experience was. Because you and Hauser did send me a picture.
We hobnobbed together.
From Dodger Stadium. Did you coordinate that or just bump into each other?
No, he texted me the night before the game saying he heard I was going to be out here. So we found out where each other were sitting. We were four sections down from each other.
That's perfect.
So I said, hey, meet you up top.
Looked like a lot of Twins fans were there.
I don't know that I'd agree with that.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
It was a big night for Ohtani, and the Dodger fans love Shohei.
They should. We had Corey on yesterday just talking about it. He is, Gordon Neely, he's the most talented baseball player ever. Not saying the best, but at that level as a pitcher and a hitter, he's the most talented player ever.
Didn't look like it Monday.
Yeah. He was getting hit pretty good. I did like, though, when he gave it the home run and he decided to hit a 440-yard bomb. And
that's
say,
fine.
Hold on a second.
Hey, three strikeouts later, however, his night doesn't look that great. And the Twins did hit him hard. He's rusty, no question.
I'd take him. I think I'd work him in.
I thought Festa was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'll take Festa.
You know what also take Pella Windows? I'm in a different place after in that neighborhood well over two decades. The home I was in before I just left it, Pella Windows and Doors. The folks who owned the home before we did, they did a great job designing the house. I was incredibly fortunate to purchase a very nice house, and the Pella Windows and Doors made it stand out. So when I was going to move out of that neighborhood for the first time in a long, long, long time, I made sure the next house would have Pella Windows and Doors, PellaNorthland.com. How about 100 years in business? 100 years of celebrating this great company. Do you know the status of your windows? You know, hopefully, when it's cold and it stays warm in the house and vice versa, like a day like this. But you really know what's going on? Here's how you find out. PellaNorthland.com and schedule a free in-home visit. They'll look at your windows. You'll tell them the budget. And it costs you nothing, and you can either work with them or not. If you'd rather just go to a showroom, you can go to the showroom. They have one where Dave lives in Woodbury and where I live in Plymouth. They said it just around the show. That was very nice of them. I love working with these folks. Professional, kind, respectful. Trust them. 100 years of the best in the business. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We gave him the ode yesterday because it broke during the show.
Yeah.
But we should give it the full on, all the music, right?
Got to go the full day. We have got a mix of Ozzy solo and, of course, Sabbath here.
Started in 1967. Sabbath did.
It's a good run.
And then he's playing with them 3 weeks ago. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Properly rated, right? When you think about how he touched everything. And huge star, scared parents, influenced so many. The TV show, the caricature he became, overcoming that, Sharon, just a megastar.
Yeah.
Right? And just the outpouring of support was...
rock music, they don't get bigger.
No. Heavy metal, there's no chance at all. Now, Carter claims he's trying to call in. He's got a good Aquitennial story. Call back in. Chad needs to push Rena about why she sabotaged Care 11. Oh, it's happening. It is happening. There's no doubt. Someone suggests no as good as any other summer. No, this has not been as good as any other summer. That's not possible. Then someone now is telling me it's raining and hailing in Maple Grove. I guess I asked for it by declaring this the worst summer ever. The person is very mad, saying on the sad part, and also continues to say we didn't read any of the listener texts. By the time this person texted, I think I'd read 10 texts from listeners. But the person also said this has so much potential, but it's sad. And then says Mr. Newsman. This, not a Mr. Newsman here. We do journalism. We'll do journalism with Joe Thompson and Jacob Fry. But we're also having fun with Ask Adam Anything. We're not recounting what's going on with the Russia-Ukraine war. Here he is, a Commodore in my mind, Adam Robert Carter. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So I've had experiences with both Hartmans during the Aquitennial Parade. This was 1 year where the station got a big pontoon on a trailer as our float in the Aquitennial Parade. So they wanted as many staff members to be on the float as they could get, which is why, being a lowly newsman back then, I was part of that invite. But they somehow convinced your father to be on the pontoon. And he was so they drove him up there. I think we were down by Dunwoody or whatever where the parade started.
Yep.
He gets up on the pontoon. They put him in the captain's chair, and he's very hesitant, complaining, did not want to do it, until that float pulled out on Hennepin Avenue, and everybody along the parade route started standing up. Sid. He stood up behind the wheel of that pontoon like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack behind the wheel of that boat. And they are screaming his name, and soon Sid is waving everybody. And Jack Rice was also on the float.
Mm.
He turns around to try to be nice to Sid. He said, Sid, they love you. They love you, Sid. And Sid looks at Jack and says, well, they're sure as hell not listening to you, I can tell you that.
Subtle humble as always.
Yep.
Oh, Lindsay just came in and showed a picture from the event where I think he's posing with the Queen of the Lakes, and he looks as happy as can be. Yeah, among the things where my father really was in his element, Dave and I call it Greater Minnesota. You call it Outstate Minnesota because you really don't respect it. When he would go outside the metro area and where people would really laud him, oh, my God, the chest would get bigger. And you know him in crowds. I forget. I think we did the newlywed game. And this is when we're still together. And we had a lot of people there. We did. And here he comes up and goes, my crowd's a lot bigger. Lot bigger.
Yep.
This is to me his son. He's even taunting me about the crowd. All right, sir. Thanks for the excellent story. I appreciate it. Adam, back on tomorrow at 9. Rena. What role did she play in the destruction of Care 11? We'll find out in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yesterday, Dave Harrigan, it's early afternoon at Care 11, and chaos ensues. Lights are flickering, lights are going off, there's explosions going on. People had to flee the building, didn't know how serious this could be. They ended up doing the six, in Shoreview, and pulled it off. I don't know how. I don't know the formula. I don't know specifically what you did. I don't know if it was intentional or unintentional, but I know you were behind it. So I would like you to be cathartic and explain why you intentionally or unintentionally caused this disruption at Care 11.
I just have that kind of energy, I guess. I tripped and fell coming out of your studio yesterday, and then I ran into a door.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to that. Cheating. Cheating on us. We're not happy.
You're never happy.
Well, actually, I am. Like normally talking to you, I'm happy. But now that I know you're cheating on us, I'm not as happy. But we'll get to that second.
Okay.
Okay. So where were you at this point when it all started?
I was standing in the newsroom.
Standing in the newsroom. And yep. What happens first?
So the power started to flicker and then the lights went out. That's not that unusual. It's probably happened a dozen times in the years that I've been there.
Sounds like this building.
The generator kicks on. All our computers continue to run, but we end up working in the dark. That's what's happened in the past. And so that's what happened this time. And then I'm like, all right, I better walk over to get work done in case stuff doesn't come back on again. And so as I'm walking to my desk, they're like, everyone has to go outside. And I'm like, why would we go outside? And then someone said, there's smoke on the roof. So I don't think everyone grabbed everything that they would have if they'd known it was serious. You know, people left car keys inside and things like that. And so computers and so we all walked outside and then we realized, oh no, this is a big darn deal. And we need to figure out how we're going to get news on the air now. And the dynamic changed several times. The plan changed several times. You know, it's like, let's do this. Oh, we can't do that because of this. Okay. Do we have the system that we use to write news? No, we don't. Okay. Do we have any access to video in any of our servers? No, we do not. So it's like, okay. This is going to be interesting. We sent people off to like do their stories and then we'll figure out how to get it on the air. And they ultimately did. So, it was in 30 years of doing this, I've never seen anything quite like what happened yesterday. And it's going to impact us for a long time. We're still don't have any of the systems that we normally use.
So I want to get to that in a second. So when you went outside, you mentioned other people didn't grab everything.
Yes.
Did you grab what you needed? If this was a significant problem, did you have all your stuff or did you need to go back or did you not go back?
We ultimately were able to grab necessities later in the day if you left them in there. I mean, I grabbed my purse, my, you know, wallet, keys, makeup, but I didn't have my computer because it was all connected to things in there and I didn't know how serious it was. So I'm like, I'm just going to leave it and come back for that later. So I mean, I would have been able to do my job without my computer, you know, if other people had them. But yeah, no, there again, people left keys and things. And it's just such a strange situation. Thank God everybody's okay.
Were some people very scared or was everybody fairly calm?
I do not know anybody that was scared. It was the most calm. Like more calm than like a breaking news situation because people get worked up in breaking news situations.
And for sure.
Who's going here and who's going there and what's going to happen? And everybody remained completely calm and it was like total team effort. Like, yay, go team. It was a very team building experience.
Okay, so you're at Care 11 now, correct?
No, we can't. There's no power in the building.
Oh, okay. Where are you now?
I'm at home writing scripts from home and emailing them to people, and then I will head out to Shoreview later for the 4 and 5 o'clock newscast.
And remind people why Shoreview is the location.
That's because that's where our tower is, and everyone's tower is out there, and so that's the only place that we can get a signal to send to people's homes.
So did I read this right, where the Sunrise crew was out of Atlanta?
So they sent Lauren Lemanchik and John Ziegler down to Atlanta yesterday. They're like, get on a plane, get to Atlanta, because Atlanta had a second studio that they could run our signal out of and put it on our air. And so yes, we sent two people down there. They jumped on a plane and got up this morning and did sunrise and noon from down in Atlanta. And we're going to operate that way for a while. We'll be doing our newscast out of Atlanta with, you know, people here contributing almost as if they're doing a live shot.
Okay. I was just reading the forecast. I watched Julie last night, saw it, the whole crew. Very well done. Outside. 4 or 5 o'clock when you're on, we might be having significant storms. Are you doing the newscast with an umbrella? How's this going to play out? Are you outside still?
There's like a garage out there that we can stand in.
A garage? I can't. Oh, my God.
Wall of tools behind her?
Honestly. Yeah. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Like somebody's saying the picture's fuzzy. Yeah. The HD is not right on at this point. You can't really, when everything's happened. Yeah. When I first turned on, I'd made some TV adjustments earlier in the day. Like I didn't know the TV people did. And I turn, I'm like, oh, man, is the HD not working? Then I thought, no, I know what's going on. I am good. So I'm assuming they just don't have a timeline for when you're getting back, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I bet we'll be out of the building for a while just because of smoke damage and, you know, the mitigation of that. And right now we don't even have power, so.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's now, could this turn into everybody from their home? There are shows that do that. I mean, like Tony Kornheiser was at home during COVID 99% of the time. Nationally televised show looked decent. I'm pretty good.
As were all our anchors, mostly during COVID. We'd do 2 weeks in, 2 weeks out. This is different just because the equipment that we use to transmit the signal is no longer operating. So, and that's why we have to it's almost like we're going to the tower to directly plug in. So it's the difference now. Yes, we can do lots of things from home, but we don't have any of the systems that we normally use. Like those are all gone because they're connected to the building. The servers are all in the building. Access to video, that's all in the building. So, maybe once the power comes back on, we could potentially do something like that. For sure.
Somebody with a humorous text, given Rena's love of driving distances, will she get a hotel room in Shoreview for a while? I mean, should we look up right now? Should Dave look up Airbnbs for you to rent in Shoreview and just stay right there?
It was a 30-minute drive yesterday.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I was like, what on earth?
Yeah. Well, this is what you get for cheating on us. Okay, this is what you, Dave, while you're out of town, while the cat's away and the mouse will play, you might not be aware of this, Dave Harrigan. Rena Sargentopoulos, fixture, essential element of this silly show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3, she is, you know what she is? She's our bell cow. 12:35, she's our calling card.
Appointment listening, one would say.
Appointment listening. And like others have flown the nest and given us the back of the hand. Do you know where she was yesterday morning, Dave Harrigan? Do you have any idea why you were traveling to Southern California?
In the morning yesterday, shopping for matches.
That was after.
Okay.
No, she was here observing Vanita.
Observing.
And their show.
Observing.
Yeah. Apparently trying to get out of our show and go to a more polished professional show.
Well, that's really nice.
Thanks, Rena.
Need I remind you, who's the political correspondent dude that you have on all the time?
Tom Hauser?
No.
Major Garrett?
Major Garrett. Yeah.
Need I remind you that you have said to him on air, you're my favorite guest.
It's required in his contract.
Yeah, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. Come
okay.
on.
Next time he's on, I want you to tell him directly that you do not mean that.
Yeah. Well, you're cheating on us now, so I don't know if I have to at this point.
To be fair, she's cheating on you. I wasn't.
I feel like I'm watching the Coldplay concert. Dave and I are watching the Coldplay concert, and it's Vanita and Rena together, you know. And the except in this case, when Dave and I saw you guys together, you hugged even more.
Well, she's huggable.
Yeah, she actually, Vanita is very huggable.
Very bubbly.
Yeah.
Loves a good hug.
Yeah. She, who else would you say at this station is huggable?
Steve Simpson.
Steve Simpson, very huggable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Adam,
No.
No.
Doesn't like him in contact.
Yeah. Jordana, very huggable.
Very huggable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You've run out of people.
Yeah.
Run out of people. So how
people that work there.
Yeah. How soon are you leaving the show? to go permanently to the morning show and leave us.
I would not do that to you. I would not do that to you.
Again, sounds like the Coldplay concert.
I mean, you kick me off every Wednesday for baseball. So, I mean, like, you think I don't know why you put me on Wednesdays?
You're off next Wednesday, by the way, day game.
See?
Maybe we'll be seeing you. You know, maybe what would we allow? Like, Hauser flew the coop and also is filling in mornings. We allow that. So, Dave, you're the producer of the show. I'm just the temperamental talent. Will we allow Rena to be a potential fill-in, or is that still full-on cheating and no?
I'll allow it only because it irks you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So other things in life you take pleasure in if it irks me?
That's correct.
Seems like a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn yesterday here at WCCO Radio?
That there's a step coming out of the...
Of course you did.
I fell right in front of your boss, Brad.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't quite fall, but I nearly fell.
Stumbled?
And in front of him, I stumbled, and I fell backwards and hit my butt on the door. And then as I was leaving the building, I turned to walk out, and I misjudged the entrance. And I slammed into the door and nearly spilled my coffee everywhere. He was probably like, oh, my gosh.
No, we're used to it. I mean, this is part of the pleasure.
Exactly.
All right. Don't harm yourself and don't blow up the building again, okay?
I'll do my best.
See you.
Do my best.
Rena from Shoreview. That's where our tower is too, right? Aren't all the towers out there?
A lot of towers. It's a big town.
A lot of towers. When you think of Shoreview,
towers.
You think of towers. When you think of me right now, I want you to think of Aquarius. Aquarius could be for that Kinetico drinking water system. Boom. Go have that. Have a great glass of water. Have it start in the day. Have it middle of the day. When it's 9,000 degrees outside and humidity's at its zenith, yeah, drink water. Maybe it's for your coffee. Maybe it's for your hot chocolate. Maybe you want to have that water softener, which you can get at AquariusHomeServices.com. And also the Kinetico drinking water system, which is brilliant. You can still save up to 25% if you go to AquariusHomeServices.com. Water softener, have that shower right, have the dishwasher right, have the washing machine right, and then go to that utility room. This is a company which started in 87, and they keep expanding with great success. Any issue you're having in your utility room, Aquarius will work with you. I've been working with them for 32 years. That's how much I believe in them. Check out Aquarius right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.